I'd like to talk this morning about kind of a rare kind of a person, a rare and special kind of a person. There's an interesting verse I ran across this past week in Proverbs 26 that says this: most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Another translation: there are many who toot their own horns, but a faithful person is hard to find. And that's in the RVB, or the RBV, Revised Bryan Version. A faithful person is a rare and a special kind of person. It says in this, a faithful man, who can find? So I'd like to talk about a faithful person, and hopefully encourage us all to be more faithful. There are many who proclaim their own faithfulness, proclaim their own goodness. They say, trust me, trust me. In fact, when somebody says that too much to me, my guard goes up. So just saying trust me is you can say it once and you get by with it, but My guard starts going up when someone starts proclaiming their own trustworthiness. There's so many verses. Trust me, I will make your company money. Trust me, I will be your friend. But the verse in Proverbs says, a faithful man, who can find? Are you a faithful person? Am I a faithful person? You know, the way it goes many times in this world is we overpromise, or people overpromise and underdeliver. You've heard that, I'm sure, if you've, or you probably have heard it. Overpromise. You promise the world, promise the moon. And then when it comes right down to it, I'm talking maybe right now kind of in the advertising and business world. You promise lots of things, and many of the things that are promised, especially in advertising, are not explicitly promised, because they'd get in trouble if they would promise what they kind of imply by their advertisement. If they would explicitly say, if you buy this car, the beautiful women will flock to you. They kind of promise that, but they don't deliver that. An example of a faith, something that's faithful, I thought of, is the sun. Every morning the sun comes up. The sun doesn't say, you know what, 364 days in a row is really, really good. I think I'll take a break today. We'd be in trouble if the sun would do that just on a sporadic basis. We would be in deep trouble. The sun is faithful because God is faithful, and God designed the sun to be represent that part of his character. He says, while the earth remaineth, there's a promise that God gave to mankind. While the earth remaineth, summer and winter, seed time and harvest, day and night will not cease. God is faithful. So just a few thoughts about faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, faith, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Now, what is a steward? A steward is a caretaker. A steward is a servant. A steward is somebody that is in charge of someone else's property. And we, if we are Christians, are a steward. We're a steward. We are entrusted with something very precious. We're entrusted with the gospel. We're entrusted with ensuring that what people see when they see you is Jesus. We are stewards of many things. We're caretakers. So part of faithfulness is this concept of stewardship. But I'd like to underline the word required. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithfulness is not only a kind of a nice thing. We like when people are faithful, but it's optional. If you are a child of God, faithfulness is required. If I'm working with my hired farmhand, I'm not a farmer that hires people, but if I'm working with my hired farmhand and I have to leave in the middle of our changing the tire on the tractor, and I tell the hired guy, he's finished tightening up those lug nuts, and the next day I head out to the field, hook up the harrow, and head out to do my farm work, and the wheel falls off. Something fell down. Something happened. So I call my hired hand in here, and he says, I tell him, tighten up those lug nuts. I guess I did say that. I was going to do it, but the air compressor had not filled up the tank yet, and I didn't want to wait around, and so I didn't do it, and I forgot. That happens once. Maybe it's okay. It happens twice or three times, or the same kind of thing happens. You start looking for another steward. You start looking for another farmhand because he's not faithful. Now, faithfulness in human terms doesn't mean that we never mess up. You have messed up in being faithful. I have messed up more times than I would like to admit. But I think there's a difference between when a person that is faithful messes up, and a person that is not faithful messes up. There's a difference in mindset. The faithful person says, I forgot. That will never happen again. I'm not saying the faithful person always makes those kind of promises, because sometimes unfaithful people say that too. But there's a mindset that says, that is a big deal. I messed up. It's important that I don't mess up in serving my boss. The unfaithful person says, I forgot. End of story. That's good enough. Luke 16, 10 to 12. Just a few verses about faithfulness here. Kind of in the middle of a story, but Luke 16, 10 to 12. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is also unjust in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Sometimes we wonder, why am I not entrusted with more responsibility? I don't know if you've wondered that or not, but I have. Especially as a young fellow growing up, I was itching to get my driver's license, and itching to get more responsibility, more freedom. He that is faithful in that which is least, the little things are where faithfulness is built. And those are the hardest. The big things we aspire to, we could so easily, a one-time shot, we so easy to be faithful in those we think. But the little things, the day-to-day grind. Along with that, the faithfulness in little things is hard. Just because of the repetitive nature of it. The day-to-day grind, like I said. Read a quote from Oswald Chambers. It is one thing to go through a crisis grandly, yet quite another to go through every day glorifying God when there is no witness, no limelight, and no one paying even the remotest attention to us. To do even the most humbling task to the glory of God takes the Almighty God incarnate working in us. The true test of a saint's life is not successfulness, but faithfulness on the human level of life. I thought that was so good. Because, you know, that's where the rubber hits the road in this matter of faithfulness. The little things. There's no shortcuts to faithfulness. I'm going to be extra, extra faithful for a month. And then people will believe in me. Then people will trust me. Does that work? Not just 1 month. Maybe a year. Maybe 2 years. Maybe 5 years. There are no shortcuts. In fact, Proverbs 28:10 says, "A faithful man shall abound in with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." The problem with the person that's trying to get rich quick is that he's bypassing the way to blessing, it says in Proverbs, which is being faithful with what you have. Faithfulness is for the long haul. You know, I love aspirations. I love when people get pumped up about the gospel, about serving God, and, you know, maybe, I don't know what you aspire to make a difference in this world. Change the world. I love the spirit of youth. And when they want to burn out for God, give themselves selflessly to teach school or to feed the homeless or whatever it might be, we need that zeal. But even the most selfless, noble jobs are built on faithfulness. Serving, just faithfulness in the little things. When we were in Grenada, I mean, that was kind of a little bit of a revelation in a way to me. I kind of probably knew it was that way, but there's the daily grind on the mission field, just like there is at home. And serving on the mission field is very, very much like serving at home. You get up, you cook meals if you're a mom, or you do your job with, you change the diapers, you take somebody to the hospital again, you wait for hours outside the emergency room. You know, in a way, it's drudgery. And it's not like quite you imagined, perhaps, when you thought about serving in this or that place. The good news about faithfulness is that opportunities are everywhere. Start where you are. You have opportunities for building a life of faithfulness where you are, without exception. If your parents tell you to clean your room, it should be done and done well. That's what a faithful person does. Faithful person, not next week, by the way. Maybe that too, but not just next week. I had to think in thinking about this devotional, the school sale, I believe, the reason is a success. It has been a success over the years. Is because of faithful people. Because of many, many people working together to do their job faithfully. And I think that's a huge testimony. It's great. And I want to encourage faithfulness in those things that even, you know, it's one thing to do it the first year, everybody's excited. I don't know how long it's been going on, but 14 years down the road, 20 years down the road, it's not quite as exciting if you've been a part of it every year and you've made chili soup every year. Thankfully, they rotate things around a little bit so you can maybe get a break from your chili soup thing. But it is faithfulness in the little things. If you say you'll call back, call them back. It's very frustrating to deal with people. I'll call you tomorrow. They don't call back. You just know it by after a while. If you say you'll call back, call back. If you owe something, pay it on time. Don't wait to say, "Hey, did you get my invoice?" I mean, until the other person waits for 2 weeks and says, "Hey, did you get my invoice?" I lost it. Don't make people do that. Be faithful in the little things. It's interesting in the verse in Luke 16, 10 to 12, that talks about he that is faithful in that which is least. Those little things, you know what that was? It was about money. If you're faithful in how you spend your money, maybe God will give you more responsibility. So it's the idea that I can be really good at one thing and the rest of my life doesn't matter is false. The idea that I can be a good president even though I cheat on my wife is false. There's a connection. We are connected. And unfaithfulness in one area affects the way you think. It affects the way you live. Faithfulness is even important. Opportunities for faithfulness even in relationships. Which kind of friend would you rather have? The kind of friend that says, I know he's my friend. Always. He's my friend. That's just the way it is, because he's faithful. Or this kind of friend. This person is my friend, except when another person is visiting, then that person doesn't even know me. Which kind of friend would you rather have? Which kind of friend should you be? Faithfulness even in things like prayer. Faithfulness in Bible study. Faithfulness in serving. You can be. I can be. And we all got room to grow. I know that. I'm not saying that, that's the way it is. I'm Mr. Faithful. We all can grow in the area of faithfulness because God is faithful. And it takes supernatural faith. It takes supernatural power to be a faithful person. But it's not optional. And God will do it if you want to. You can be that special, that rare kind of person. Let's bow our heads for prayer.